Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A hit and run killed two pedestrians early Sunday on Lafayette Street, south of downtown Nashville. It's a street that often ranks among the most dangerous city streets for people on foot. A man was also killed in the vicinity in November. Nashville police say a Lexus sedan was speeding when it struck the victims. Witnesses said a man who does not own the car pulled over and ran away, and that the car's owner later arrived and answered questions. It has never been more expensive to operate a restaurant in Nashville. With already high commercial real estate costs ballooning under Metro's new property tax, some locally owned restaurants are fighting to survive. Naima Walker Fierce is the majority owner of Germantown Pub, a popular neighborhood bar and grill. She joined weekday talk show This Is Nashville and spoke about what she does when revenue falls short.
As an owner, I don't get a distribution from the business. I probably haven't gotten one in 4 years. So I run a totally different business that pays my personal bills. And more importantly, when Germantown Pub can't meet its obligations, I have to lend it money. And that happens at least once a month.
That's even though Germantown Pub has an esteemed reputation, having been featured on Food Paradise and Unbelievably Vegan. Listen to the full conversation about Nashville's restaurants at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The nation's largest public utility, the Tennessee Valley Authority, will again be searching for a new CEO. Don Mall told the utility's board on Friday that he will retire on July 1st. That's less than a year into his tenure. There's been tension with the Trump administration throughout, including the president delaying board appointments and slowing decision-making, as well as an ongoing effort to slash TVA employee salaries. Tennessee's two U.S. senators had also argued against an internal TVA hire like Mall for the CEO role. They've pushed for an outside hire who may be more inclined to accelerate nuclear energy ambitions. TVA generates electricity for local utilities across seven states, powering the lives of some 10 million people. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.